Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. To understand today's story, we need a little background. Every Yom Tov, whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, or Shmini Atzeres, Sukkos, every Yom Tov is a time of Simcha. And it's important that not only should we be besimcha, we should also be mesameach. We should try to help other yidden be besimcha as well. And so, each Yom Tov, the Rebbe would send out shluchim, send out emissaries, send out whether students or balabatim, married men, or student in the yeshiva, bachrim, to go out to as many shuls as possible and to help to make more simcha in the shul. First of all, if there's a new person that shows up on a Yom Tov, makes everybody happy. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, what are you doing here? Oh, you came to join us in the simcha, very nice. So that's one thing, that it's a new person, it's a new face. And also, there's more achdus, there's more unity among the Jewish people. If somebody who's not usually in that shul comes in and joins, so we feel like we have a big, united family. And therefore, hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands, of chassidim would march out from 770, each Yom Tov, and they still do today, to go to shuls far and near. Maybe it would just be a few blocks away from 770. Maybe it would be the next neighborhood, whether it was Ocean Parkway or Bar Park or Williamsburg, Flatbush, or maybe it would be very far, like a shul in Manhattan or a shul in the Bronx, Queens. As far as a person could reach, of course, it was Yom Tov, so everyone had to walk. But there were people that went miles, even 9 miles perhaps, someone that took a long time, a couple hours to walk, or even more. And these people would go and help to be mesameach yidden, join the simcha in this shul or the other shul, and share some words of taitas, some words of inspiration and so forth from the Rebbe. And now, when these shluchim went off, marched off from 770 on Yom Tov afternoon, so the Rebbe would come out from his office, and chassidim would sing very lively niglunim, such as, ay nay da da nay 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 da da nay 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 da nay 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 nay. V'samachta b'chagecha v'hayisach sameach ay nay 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 nay, and so forth. And the singing would go on for as long as the shluchim were marching out on their way to shuls, until the last one was hidden from sight. The singing would go on, the Rebbe would stay outside, encouraging and leading the singing. Then finally, hours and hours later, these shluchim would come back. And by that time, there might be a farbrengen going on at 770. But the Rebbe would wait and make the farbrengen later in order to have most of the shulchim who had gone out to the other shuls come back and join the farbrengen. And he would say a special sikha, a special part of the farbrengen would be dedicated to these bachrim and younger light, young men or married men, older men, who would go out to these shuls to help to be mesameach yidden, and to make achdus, to make unity with other Jewish people. And often there would be a l'chaim that the Rebbe would call for specifically these shluchim to make l'chaim, a special l'chaim for them. And at one point, The Rebbe said as follows. He said, it's true I didn't go out with these other shluchim to all the different shuls, but I definitely envy those that went. I definitely have envy, of course. This is a good envy, not a bad envy. Chas v'shalom. And since I have envy for those who went, I will also say l'chaim, also join in to the celebration of saying l'chaim along with them. And so we see from this little story, first of all, there is a good kind of envy. If we are envious that another person knows more Torah than us, that's a good envy. Of course, it shouldn't affect our avos yisrael for them, but it should inspire us to try to learn more. Or a person who is very good at this mitzvah or that mitzvah, or they're very dedicated, or they're very courageous. That's a very good envy. Again, of course, our avos yisrael should only be the most, and not at all decrease avos yisrael for that person. But a good envy, meaning that we should try also to be like that. And here the Rebbe is telling us that although he didn't go on the talucha, as it's called, he didn't go on the march out to these other shuls, but he was envious that they went, and therefore he was joining in the simcha of saying l'chaim with them. And so too, we also, with the Shavuos coming up, and there's always a Yom Tov either coming up sooner or later on the calendar, that we should always try to not only be happy on the Yom Tov and happy with our family, of course, but also to try to make other Yidden happy, to join with as many other Yidden as possible, even if it's another shul, to go out to another shul and be part of another person's simcha, another shul simcha, to make a big achdus, a big unity. And this will quicken the day when we'll have the ultimate simcha, the ultimate joy with the coming of Mashiach and the redemption, and all Yidden will celebrate together. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.